The Prepis abbeviatus is a polyphagous pest attacking more than 270 species. Okay? Attacking more than 270 species like citrus, sugarcane, corn, and a lot of ornamental plants. Adults eat on the leaves of the tree. The eggs are glued between leaves. After hatching, the neonate drop to the ground. The larvae feed on the roots of the tree and emerging after 6 months to 2 years. And the damage produced by the larvae in the roots of the tree can be severe, causing problems with nutrient and water intake, as well as open the root for infections. This can end up killing the tree. This species is native to the Caribbean. The Prepis abbeviatus is found in both the Greater and Lesser Antilles, and it has been described as having a great phenotypic plasticity. In the United States, it was first described in 1964 in a citrus nursery in Apopka, Florida. This area was monitored, and in 1968, a second outbreak occurred in the vicinity of Apopka. After that, the Prepis spread all over the central and southern Florida, with a first description in 1975 in the Miami area. In 2000, there was an outbreak in the agricultural area of Rio Grande in Texas. And in 2005 and 2006, there were outbreaks in California, in the Los Angeles area and San Diego area, mainly in homeowner landscapes, in ornamentals, but also citrus groves. The goal of our study is to analyze the genetic variability of invasive population of the Prepis abbeviatus in the United States and also in native population of this weevil in the Caribbean. We want to infer the most probable source population of these infestations and describe the potential of multiple introductions. We hope that this genetic data can help in control and management measurements. The first step was to analyze the mitochondrial DNA variability in 7 sites in Florida. We found 3 haplotypes: haplotype 1, that is represented as red on the map, haplotype 2, that is green, and haplotype 3, that is blue. As you can see, we only found 1 haplotype in each of the site samples. And this is expecting, based on the a great genetic effect of genetic drift on the mitochondrial DNA due to its maternal inheritance, as well as a lower effective number. When we analyzed samples from Texas, we found 2 mitochondrial haplotypes, haplotype 2 and 3, that were also found in Florida. In California, we found the same pattern, haplotype 2 and 3. When we see in California, we notice that some sites present only one haplotype, while other sites, like in the San Diego area, present both haplotypes. After this first analysis, we begin to analyze the genetic diversity in the Caribbean. And Puerto Rico was suggested as in 1964 as a potential source of the introduction of the Prepis in the United States. At that time, it was suggested that it came from Puerto Rico through some ornamental shipment. So we began our analysis in Puerto Rico. We sampled 7 sites, and we did find the haplotype 1, that is also represented in red, in the in El Verde, and haplotype 2 in 2 sites in Puerto Rico, in Corozal and Susua. The Dominican Republic was also suggested as a potential source population of the Prepis, and so we went there and we sampled 7 sites. We found also the haplotype 2 in 2 sites in the Dominican Republic. To gain a more power on the resolution, we analyzed nuclear data using microsatellite data. And the first question is was how we can how this nuclear diversity in all this introduced and in a native population can be genetically structured. We use the program structure, and we found that the weevil's population comprise four genetic clusters that we color again with color cluster one as red, cluster two light green, cluster three blue, and cluster four brown, yellow. Sorry. And in this case, when we see how this is distributed in the populations, we observe that cluster one has 100% concordance with what we found in the mitochondrial DNA with the haplotype number one. Then we have the light green is very concordant. However, we did find some exception, like for example, for peas in Florida has mostly a green nuclear component, but the mitochondrial DNA present the haplotype 3. In Texas and California, we found both nuclear components 2 and 3. And in again in Puerto Rico, we found this red nuclear component that is also concordant with the haplotype 1. And also we found a great green component. And in the DR, we found both the light green and a significant blue component. We further did some genetic distance analysis, and we can see the mitochondrial haplotype group clustered together in this group based on the nuclear genetic diversity. Then we have Homestead that fell among the Texas and Californian sites, and East Puerto Rico clustered together with all the US samples, while Rio Varina, that is the site in the Dominican Republic, fell outside the Dominican Republic group. And then we follow a criteria, we did some assignment likelihood test, and also pairwise FST, and the criteria was to find the highest assignment likelihood and the lowest FST, and that could indicate a potential source populations. And when we did the pairwise FST, we found all the FST were significant, except for some sites in the Dominican Republic where there was not significant differentiated, except again from Rio Varina that fell outside this group. We did the likelihood assignment, comparing the Florida sites against Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic, asking if the Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic can be a potential source population. Then, in the case of Texas and California, we include both the Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic sites as well as Florida as potential source population. So comparing, using this criteria with the highest likelihood assignment and the lowest FST, we couldn't rule out East Puerto Rico area as a source population of most of the sites in the United States, except in one site in Encinitas in California. Rio Varina shows as a potential source population in a couple of sites in Florida, but it increased the number in Texas and California. Finally, Homestead, a site in Florida, couldn't be ruled out as a potential source population of any of the sites in Texas and California. So based on this evidence, we suggest that if there was a first introduction of the PREPIS, probably in the 60s as it was suggested, probably from East Puerto Rico. Then the second, there was Florida suffered during the 80s, Florida suffered severe freezes, as well in the 90s, serious hurricanes. That made the increase the importation of nursery stock, which is it may indicate a second introduction of the apprepis, probably from the Dominican Republic or again from East Puerto Rico. Now, okay, don't remember. And then again, again in Texas and California, we couldn't rule out any of the potential source populations, particularly in Homestead present only the haplotype number 2, but we think that it may be possible that the Homestead present also haplotype 3, but we couldn't sample, just it's a sampling problem, probably in low frequency, and because of genetic drift, it increased the frequency in California. And also, there is a possibility that for some reason Homestead has, during the introduction, has a was able to go over the genetic drift through the bottlenecks because of a higher effective number and retain some of the diversity from the Caribbean. So we finally, we cannot rule out also a new introduction in California. And I want to thank my collaborators in the US who sent me samples in the Caribbean. And I would like to ask any questions. Yes.
I think that this has been found in Louisiana a few times as well.
Yes. Yeah, it has been intercepted in many southern states.
So did you look at any of those samples at all, or did you only look at, looks like you just looked at Florida and Texas?
Yes, yes. I'm not aware if there was there any outbreak, serious outbreak there.
No, I just know it's been intercepted like the Audubon.
Yes, yeah, it has been intercepted in a lot in Mississippi and Louisiana and a lot of states. Yes, it's the, I mean, in terms of the control measurements, historically the apprepis was found in, like you say, like I show you in the Florida, in the Lake Alfred and all the red area, and most of the methods of control have been developed for these genotypes. Now, if the second introduction, it was not noticed because the apprepis was already in Florida, so it was what is called cryptic invasion. So it's possible that this new introduction definitely has a different genetic component, and they need to test this if the controls method that has been implemented before are working effectively in these new populations, because you know the admixture and the new genotypes can be adapted better for these control methods. Definitely, California is, you know, having a great admixture there.